Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I happen to love the month of July. It's my birthday month, and I usually take a little time off to rest, relax, and regroup. For some reason, this year really has me all nostalgic, and in honor of my birthday, I wanted to share with you 6 money lessons that I really wish I would have learned sooner, so hopefully you can learn from some of my mistakes.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton Gain, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you know that I would very much like to be friends with you outside of this podcast. While it's a little impossible for us to hang out in person right now, I can show up in your inbox each week. Yep. Every week, I send out a Let's Talk Money email newsletter with tips, videos, and all sorts of musings around money. So head to the show notes to sign up or jump over to bit.ly/MMP newsletter. And I can't wait to hang out together. So who are my July birthdays out there? I am a Cancer. July 6th is my birthday. And like all the traits about Cancers, I'm pretty on point. Moody? Yep. Sensitive? Absolutely. Loyal? Probably more than you know. Intuitive? I like to think so. And protective? Absolutely to a fault. So if you look up the traits of a Cancer, somebody born in July, you're pretty much reading my biography, I believe. Good stuff and not so good stuff. So like I said, my birthday is on July 6th, and I always loved my birthday. It's 2 days after the 4th of July, which always meant I could use it as this excuse to travel somewhere and really just wrap it into a holiday. Plus, I mean, who doesn't love fireworks a few days before their birthday? I'm a sucker for fireworks. This year, though, of course, things are remarkably different. We're still in shutdown mode here in Los Angeles. Even the beaches are going to be closed. I'll spend my birthday doing some of my favorite things. I absolutely love to cook, and I have found during 2020 in particular, cooking has become a mindfulness practice for me. It's like a release. I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to think about work or money or what's going on outside of my house. So I highly suggest that you find an activity like that. Plus, it saves a ton of money, right? The number one budget buster for everyone, probably not so right now, but I would even argue that this still might be the case, is all of the expenses of eating out, the Starbucks coffees, the drive-throughs, the takeouts, all of that. So learning to cook really is not only a mindfulness practice, it's also a great budgeting practice. And I'm very fortunate to have a small pool where I live, so I will probably be spending some of my day out in the sun. Another one of my very favorite things to do. I think having a July birthday, I am drawn to sunlight. I love sunlight. Even if it's cold, I still love the sun on my skin. And I am 100% a water person. I don't particularly love to swim deep in the ocean, particularly after becoming deaf in my left ear. Going underwater, even in a pool, feels really weird to me because it's like this imbalance in my ecosystem, if you will. I'm a little scared of sharks and things that swim in the ocean, but I do love going to the beach. I have a dream of owning a beach house, so that is definitely something that I love. If I could hang out by water all day long, I would do that without even thinking. In fact, when I was young, I actually learned how to swim when I was 6 months old. Super, super young, but I've always been a little bit of an overachiever. And I had an older brother and we had a pool in our backyard, so I just loved swimming. So they thought, well, let's teach her how to swim. And so I learned how to swim super early. And then you can't see me through this podcast thing, but I have a very athletic body. So I have these big, strong arms and shoulders. So they got me into swimming when I was very young. And I was actually being groomed to go into the Olympics when I was a tiny, tiny kid, because you could just throw me in the water and I would swim, and I would swim faster than the other girls my age and the other boys that were much older than me. And so needless to say, I really love the water. It's one of my very favorite things. But I've been working lately on this idea of renovating my mindset. This is really a constant effort for me, but I know it's so important. So thinking about things like renovating my habits. I tend to get stuck in habit cycles and don't shake things up. And then renovating that idea, I can marry both working hard and having fun. Somehow in my brain and how I grew up, that doesn't always compute to me. I sort of feel like I have to always be working, which is just not a great quality of life. Not everything needs to be about work, and really giving myself permission to pursue what I called soul projects, things that really set me on fire that I don't have to get paid for. And my husband Jeff and I were just sitting around thinking one day, and we were like, wow, there isn't a lot that sets our soul on fire that gets us really excited. I mean, I love what I do. I love podcasting. I love hanging out with you every week. I love teaching people about money. I love so many things, but finding those things that like really set your soul on fire, I think is really important. It's probably something that I'm really going to take out of 2020, because it just feels like the right way to live life, because we don't know. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. Not to be all weird and fear-mongering, but we just don't know what's coming up. So what about you? Any renovation projects that you want to do on yourself over the next 90 days? I think we think about renovation in terms of houses and cars and things like that, but I love the idea of being able to renovate yourself, renovate your mind and your thinking and your career and your relationships and your money and everything about you, that you can go through this process of renovating yourself and come out a better version of yourself. And that you can do that at any point in time, right? You don't have to stay stuck in the same habits or the same routine. You can really set yourself free from that. I don't know, it's scary. It's very scary, but I also think it's a little bit exciting. So speaking about renovation, I wanted to share with you the 6 money lessons that I wish I would have learned way, 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 way long ago. Hopefully one or all of these can really help you as well. So the first one is probably not a surprise because I talk about this all the time, but I have lived with a very negative money mindset for too long, way too long, and it kept me from reaching the goals that I really wanted to, right? Because I would convince myself of certain things, and those were just money mindset blocks. And I've now learned that you have to really push through those because they keep you trapped in this negative loop that's really hard to break. So I practice this daily. Every single day I have to do this work. And it's the reason that I'm so passionate about teaching you how to do the same. So I have this question that I ask myself all the time, and maybe you can start doing this and really think about how this resonates for you. What would your money say about you if you were dating, if you were in a relationship with your money, which you actually are, but let's just take it back a few steps. So what would your money say? Would it say negative thoughts? You're not good at this stuff. You'll never make good decisions. You suck. What would it say? Or would it say affirming thoughts like, you're doing a great job. Keep going. What would it say about you? I promise that the secret sauce lies in the mindset piece. And I know this so powerfully because I have seen it with hundreds of people that I've worked with over the last 15 years. People just starting out making $10,000, $20,000 a year. People making $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. They all get stuck in the same place. So that's reason why I know it's so powerful. I get stuck there. I know you do as well. And we get stuck at varying degrees and at different times. But we have to first work through the mindset piece before we can do all the other stuff about money, because otherwise it just doesn't stick, right? So I want to talk about the brain for a minute, if you'll indulge me here. It's made up of these neuro pathways in our brain. Our brain is so super sophisticated. So think of a trail that people have been taking, like a popular walking trail, right? It's worn and the path is really clear, right? It's a big walking trail. Everybody takes this trail. However, there's this new path that's off to the left, and that one isn't as clear. It's harder to get through. Maybe some of the bushes and trees are overgrown. Our brain is the same way. It's been said that by the time we're 35, up to 90% of what we think, feel, and do is just recycled from our past. So that might be a collection of good things, but that also might be a collection of not so good things. So we have to really work on creating these new pathways in our head. We have to go and choose that new path to the left that isn't as clear, that's a little clunky, where our foot might get trapped a little bit here and there. But creating those new pathways is the way to change our mindset about anything, but in particular about money. So change is really absolutely possible, yet in order to stop recycling these old habits of how you think, act, and feel about money, you have to understand how to rewire your brain by changing our beliefs or mindset, whatever it may be. So wherever that place is that you get stuck, that's the place where you really need to like dig into. And it takes work and it takes effort. And it's not always the most fun, if I'm going to be honest. There are days where I'm like, you know, I just do not want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to think positive thoughts. I don't care. And then I remind myself that I'll feel really crappy at the end of the day if I don't go through this practice. It's one of the reasons that I created the Money Mindset Journal, because I needed to create a system around rewiring the brain that works for me and that I know could work for you, that is also easy and approachable. So maybe think about that question. What would your money say about you if you were in a relationship? Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnit is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnit app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
All right, number two. I used to live in this like really crazy dichotomy. I wanted to make money. Honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you, I wanted to make a lot of money, but I always told myself that if I did, I would be slimy and no one would like me, all of those negative things. So this is definitely a trend I see with a lot of women. I call it the money guilt complex. I can tell you that money isn't everything, but really, it isn't. It's just a tool to get you where you want to go. But, let's be honest, more money is always very helpful. I'm not going to lie to you, right? More money is always helpful. But instead of the pressure to always make more money, I learned how to use the money I have in the best way, where I gave every dollar a job and a task and put it to work towards my goals and not away from them, right? So I spend my money towards the lifestyle I want to live, not reverse. Reverse is what keeps people stuck and trapped and in that quicksand where you can never get out of, right? You got to spend towards the lifestyle you want to live and be really focused on that vision of what you want your life to look like. Otherwise, money just goes everywhere, right? It goes down the drain pipe. It still could do that if you have the strong vision in place. But when you're really focused on giving your money a task and a job, it starts to do things that it didn't do before, which is pretty exciting. So when I started to do this, I really began to reshape this dichotomy that making money, being good with my money, did not mean I was slimy and gross and just seeking out wealth or whatever it might be, but it helped me reshape my thinking around it, that I could make a lot of money and I could also do good with that money and I could also be good with my money. So it created this whole circular effect, which started to just really make sense and work well in my head. All right, number three money lesson. I always thought it would be great if I could be one thing. You know, like a lawyer, a doctor, an architect, even just a financial planner, just one thing. I thought it would be refreshing and I could only think then about one thing, that one thing that I do. But instead, I decided to give myself permission to be all the things that I'm gifted and talented to be. I don't have to be like everyone else. I can just be me. So when someone says, "Hey, Shauna, what do?" I don't have to give just a one-word answer, which for so many years I thought I'm failing if I don't have this one-word answer. But I can say, "Hey, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur, person, whatever it may be, and I do a lot of different things. Where do you want to start?" Which job, which career do you want to start with? And so I had to reshape my thinking around that to realize that it's okay. It's actually more than okay to not just be or do one thing. I think especially now, if you can't do the thing you really love to do to make money, what else can you do that you enjoy? Can you teach an online class or write a book or give lessons, whatever it may be? But allowing yourself permission to reinvent and pivot without feeling like you have to do just one thing is really refreshing. I forget what the statistic actually was, but it's something like the average millennial, someone in their 20s, 30s, even somebody in their 40s, probably will have, I think it's somewhere around like 8 to 10 different careers. That's a lot of different careers. So that's pretty exciting to me that we can renovate and reinvent and shape and be different things. So maybe if you're stuck in that place, let me infuse my wisdom of what I learned, that I don't have to just give a one-word answer. I think it's cooler if you don't, right? Okay, money lesson number four. Rolling out of number three. Number four lesson is that you need multiple buckets of wealth. If I've learned anything working with people who actually do make a ton of money, it's that they have these, I call them buckets of money. One bucket might be the retirement account, another is real estate, another is maybe investments, another is money from a side hustle, another might be business income, another one might be their protection bucket with insurance and lots of different things. That way, conceptually, when one bucket would go away, there are others there for you to dip into. And I don't understand why we don't teach this more. There's definitely incentives, quote unquote, and keeping you thinking that all you need to do is build a retirement account and you can live happily ever after. Retirement accounts are great, don't get me wrong. Absolutely like a foundational element of what you should be building. But if you have a 401k or an IRA, 20 to 40%, maybe even more of that money just goes away in taxes when you start taking it out. So you're left with a lot less money. And if we're all going to live a pretty long time, we're going to need these buckets of money. So that means we need to think about money differently than maybe we were taught in a textbook or maybe our parents think about money. We need to really think about it in terms of these buckets. And you don't have to build all the buckets right now. Each of them can have a little here and a little there. One great bucket to start building right now is what I call your oh shit fund. Yes, it's an emergency fund, but really for me, it's an oh shit fund. It's when things just aren't going very well, but do it smartly. Use a high yield savings account like Marcus or CIT Bank or Ally. I mean, there's a million of them out there. Yes, you're not going to earn that much interest right now, but that is so not the point. The point is you're going to earn more interest than you will at your traditional bank savings account. And that's being smart with your money, right? So earn interest on your oh shit fund. That's what I call a smart money move. That's what I call building a money bucket the smart way, right? We can throw money in a lot of different places, and sometimes that happens in life, and that's okay. But I want to start throwing money in places that it makes sense, that it's actually going to propel you forward. So number five, take some risks. Seriously. Seriously, take some risks. Let something fail. Invest in something that just doesn't work out. Choose the wrong bank or the wrong business idea. In money, there is this symbiotic relationship between risk and reward. Traditionally, the higher the risk, the higher the potential reward. I think the same thing can be said about life, really. When I was 19, I launched a business without knowing what I was doing. I just had an idea, and I ran it successfully for 5 years and then sold it actually to a Hollywood producer. I was very familiar with risk during those 5 years because everything was a risk. I didn't know what I was doing. I had to figure it all out. I had to raise money. I had to deal with so many things that I was definitely not equipped to deal with. But then after the film festival ended, I got really scared. What if I can't do this again? What if this is just a fluke? What if I risk everything and lose it? So being scared, it kept me stuck. I was in quicksand for years, filled with self-doubt and fear, and I just couldn't get out of this place. So maybe you've heard the saying, be like Mike. Well, I'm telling you, don't be like me. Take some risks and don't be attached to the idea of perfection. I'm old enough now to know that everyone makes mistakes and there's no such thing as perfect, particularly when it comes to your money. Some stuff's going to work, some stuff's not going to work. And that's okay, right? As long as you're paying attention to your money, as long as you know where your money's at and where it's going and you have that positive mindset around it and we're moving it towards a vision, if something doesn't work, it's all right, whatever. We'll move on to the next thing, right? We've got the blinders off and we're working to move forward. So take risks. It's okay. It's okay to take risks. And I know that particularly with 2008, 2009, the climate we're in now, it tends to make people feel very conservative about your money. Like you just want to keep it in a savings account. You don't want to have to deal with investing or anything like that, but you have to take some risks to push you forward. All right, number six. Lastly, have some damn fun. I'm doing a lot of cursing in this episode. Sorry for that, but I just sort of feel like I need to let it out. So let's go back to me being a July birthday and taking things sometimes way too seriously. As my husband Jeff always says, shut off your brain, Shauna. I tend to overthink everything, honestly, to a fault. But if I've learned anything from becoming deaf in my left ear, it's that I cannot live life without having some fun. Life has to be about more than money and the pursuit of money. I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned is to step into real abundance, wealth, whatever the heck you want to call it. You have to be grateful for all that you have, not just that dollar amount staring back at you in the bank account. So it's this, yeah, it's this relationship. It's a relationship you're in with money. It's the relationship you're in with your mindset. It's the relationship you're in with the priority that you put over your money. And I know that it's hard to do at times, but I promise you it's something that I'm working on constantly. Pick a thought today. It doesn't have to be big or lofty, but something that feels true that you can attach to. Something like, I have enough money for today. and I'm not going to let that number dictate my mood, or I'm choosing to have fun today regardless of the money mistakes I've made, or I'm choosing to not give my money more power than it deserves. Pick something that feels true to you and start repeating it over and over again in your head and just see how it changes things. I realize there are a ton of practical money lessons, but these six I've seen in my own life and in so many other people's lives. The beauty of being a money expert is that I get to like crack open the window and look inside other people's money stories, money worries, money beliefs, like all the stuff, right? I get to see behind the scenes. And I've seen enough to realize that we're all pretty much stuck in the same places, except with different numbers. We really are. Yes, it would be great if you woke up tomorrow and suddenly somebody sent you a $1 million check. I actually want nothing more than that for you. But that just doesn't always change things. I've worked with so many millionaires who are pretty broke. They're pretty much spending more than what they have. And their mindset around money is horrific. It is terrible. I have to do more work with people who make more money because you've kind of bought all of these things and built this bubble around yourself to tell yourself everything's okay. And yeah, I could just tell you a lot of stories. I could tell you a lot of stories, but I won't go down that road. So instead, I'm going to raise my birthday glass to you. You've made my birthday so super special. I couldn't do this podcast without you. You have literally given me the best gift ever by allowing me to come into your ears every week. I cannot even explain to you how great this is. I had no idea that I would even remotely be a fraction good at this. So I thank you so much for the privilege of being able to do this and for sharing this with your friends and keeping this podcast going. It's growing all organically, all by you. And so thank you. I know so many of you have shared that you've grabbed phones out of your friends' hands and put the Millennial Money podcast on, subscribed. So I can't thank you enough. I'm here because of you. And I can't wait to see where the road takes us.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.